From JMI Wealth this Monday morning, Andrew Kelleher, very good morning to you.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
Traders back. Geez, I thought they were sorting that out.
It is. The election, those midterm elections over, so back to the ongoing issues, and yes, trade. This contributed to a bit of a weaker close in US share markets Friday night, so a bit of a weak lead into our week this week. But just before we get into that, Mike, actually, the Dow Jones closed 25,985. That's only about 3% below those all-time highs that we saw in early October before the tumultuous events in the rest of October. So November so far has seen a bit of a recovery. Yeah, but look, back to trade. Now, so the Trump trade advisor, this guy Peter Navarro, now he gave a speech at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, and he has waded into what he calls trust issues between the two superpowers at the highest level. That's would be the understatement of the year, wouldn't it? But his barbs, they didn't end there. And he's thrown some serious criticism at Wall Street. Now, I think this is fascinating, Mike, because this very much feels like there's an internal struggle within the Trump administration, which to get over that and actually get a trade deal done could be quite difficult. And what's behind this, Mike, is that about 2 months ago, the Chinese government invited some real Wall Street heavy hitters to Beijing for talks with the Chinese vice president, and that this was an attempt to start an easing of the trade tension. So you had John Thornton, he was former Goldman Sachs guy, a guy called Stephen Schwarzman, he was chairman of Blackstone, a lot of serious people from Citigroup, Goldman's, JP Morgan. Now this group, I would have thought, no doubt would like to see those trade tensions or tariffs removed through a deal, but Navarro, he doesn't like their influence. But Mike, just listen to his language. It suggests these feelings actually go quite deep. He accused the globalist billionaires of trying to pressure Trump into ending the sort of brinksmanship. His exact words were, the shuttle diplomacy to Beijing meant that any truce would have a stench about it. I mean, that doesn't sound like people who are particularly keen to talk to each other, does it?
No.
I mean, he's a very open critic of China, but he's challenged Goldman Sachs to take their money to Dayton, Ohio, and stop spending it overseas. So sort of put paid to any. Well, it just feels to me like a trade deal is going to be hard if the feelings are that deep between Trump's advisors.
Yeah. Talk to me. What's your view on this business of electricity? We seem to be bogged down at the moment.
Yeah, look, I wanted to talk about electricity pricing because we had a lot of focus on the banks, really, haven't we? And that's tended to crowd out what's going on in other industries. My ears really picked up, Mike, when I heard about that the Electricity Authority has written to all of the directors of all the distribution companies telling them that the need for change is urgent and cannot be delayed. Now, so the issue here is when you break down your electricity bill, it's a bit like the breakdown of petrol price. You think you're paying petrol, you think you're buying petrol, but you're not actually. You're buying a whole lot of other stuff. You're buying mostly taxes in the case of petrol. But electricity bill is a little bit the same. You've got the power itself, which originates somewhere. Then, though, you pay for all the infrastructure that delivers the power to you. You've got the Transpower payment that moves the power up and down the country. But then there's your local infrastructure. This is what you get off people like Victor or North Power and whoever runs and manages it. And the problem the Electricity Authority has is that the way things are structured at the moment, you've got this risk that providing peak power demand is then levied across all customers, because the issue might we have in the country at the moment is actually getting that peak power through to people. We've got plenty of infrastructure to get power through the rest of the day, but it's that peak power. So they're going to rate the 29 line companies on the efficiency of their charging structure. But what this is, Mike, it's all about sending price signals to consumers. So if you want to live your life at 2 o'clock in the morning and use all your power at 2 o'clock in the morning, you should get cheaper power. That's the theory. Mm. But what they're actually doing is they're trying to levy it across everyone. Of course, this gets further complicated when you bring in your solar panels, Mike, because you start, let's just imagine you've got a street with 20 people and five or six of them bring in solar panels and they all of a sudden stop paying for the infrastructure. Who pays for the fact that when they do actually want to turn a light on, that light can come on? So a lot of questions here, and I think there's going to be a lot of focus on this.
Numbers, please.
Sure, Dow Jones, 25,989, they were down 202, about 0.8%. S&P 500, 2781, down 26. The Nasdaq, 7406, down 123. FTSE 100, 7105, down 35. Nikkei, 22250, down 236. Shanghai Composite, 2598. The ASX 200, 5921, down 6. The NZX 50, we gained 35 on Friday, closing at 8931. On the currencies, 1 New Zealand dollar, 0.6737 US. 0.9327 Aussie, 0.5938 euro, 0.5193 pounds, 76.72 yen. Gold trading at $1,209.65. Brent crude, $70.18. And you've got to give big ups to Rocket Lab, Peter Beck. Well done.
He is on the show after 7 o'clock. See you tomorrow. Appreciate it very much. Andrew Keller, Andrew Kelleher, JMI Wealth. He's at jmiwealth.co.nz. New data out this morning. The holiday retail sales this coming season in America, they think now will top $1 trillion for the first time ever. $1 trillion, strongest growth since 2011. Incredible, eh? And the Brexit, if you're worried about the Brexit, here's what makes me laugh about the Brexit. When we were in Britain in June of 2016, post the Brexit, our conclusion was life would pretty much carry on, and the UK economy grew at 0.6 for the 3 months to September, the highest quarterly growth figure since 2016. So in other words, they voted to leave and they've never grown so successfully. 6:22, we're into it for a brand new week on the Mike Hosking Breakfast with BNZ.